It's Mike Vanetten from the MyFM Newsroom. Joining me this hour is Brad Mayer Harmon to talk a little bit about real estate. And let me ask you right off the bat, compared to last year this time, how does the market look?
Well, I can tell you there's been an increase in total volume of sales. Now, the best way to kind of put this into context is by looking from March 2019 to March 2020. And when we look at that, we can see that the first 2 weeks of March actually had a significant increase by almost 50% in comparison to the first 2 weeks of 2019. So we kind of have to separate it, looking at it as a pre-COVID-19 like declaration of a state of emergency and post-COVID-19. And so the pre-COVID-19 and to be honest, going into the first quarter of 2020, we were anticipating a tremendous year as far as volume of real estate transactions, both in the GTA and in Dufferin County. We were even looking at the potential of seeing a 10-12% valuation increase in real estate values. But so that was the picture prior to COVID-19. After COVID-19, so the last 2 weeks of March, because that's really all we're going off of right now. So it's still very early in determining what the real impact of COVID-19 is going to be. But the last 2 weeks actually saw a 16% decline in total sales in comparison to the last 2 weeks of March in 2019. So what this means is, obviously, with everyone staying home, and the volume of sales has dropped dramatically. Now, it's important for people to understand there's a difference between sales volume and market value, because a lot of people construe the differences. Like when you look at some of the stats in the media, you'll see some people saying, oh, market values are dropping by 60%. Well, there's been a drop in sales, but not a drop in value. As of right now, we're still at about a 10.5% increase in so the greater GTA, so all of the Toronto Real Estate Board stats of all of the sales, which include great chunk of Dufferin County, are actually up 10.5% in comparison to March last year. And that's as of today. So what I'm trying to say is market values are still growing. Now, at what pace will they continue to grow is going to be the question, because of the economic impact. We don't know. We'll know more next month for sure, and the preceding months afterwards as well, as to the ongoing impact of the situation. But certainly, we're not expecting what we had in the beginning of the year. We're not expecting the forecast results that we had in the beginning of the year, because there's definitely other things that we have to take into account that weren't available at the time.
And what are some of the challenges you've had to face since this pandemic started off?
Yeah, so obviously social distancing, but also reducing overall volume of sales has been part of what our industry has been pushing. That's just to be good, citizens in our communities. So we've definitely seen a lot of realtors stepping back or telling clients that don't have to sell to wait till the state of emergency has been lifted. But certainly, the people who do have to sell as a result of maybe they've already bought or they have to sell because they're retiring and moving into a retirement home, or there's a variety of reasons of personal and family that require people to make a move still, which is why real estate's considered an essential service in order to help those people, but also to help people close their transactions. So, but for the people who are in that limbo, having made this decision prior to the state of emergency being announced, we've had to make tremendous changes to how we conduct our business. And that includes, in some cases, outright declining showings. In a lot of cases, we've had to only allow people through who either have already submitted an offer or have expressed an interest in submitting an offer, pending that one showing. We've also restricted the number of people that can actually go into a home to the decision makers. So in a lot of cases, you won't allow family or friends or children if they can find a babysitter. Obviously you have to come in with the face mask. You have to wear gloves. In a lot of cases, we'll provide disposable gloves. We'll open the windows to ensure you air out any particular particles from other people who may have gone through, and also the homeowners. In a lot of cases, you know, we've had a transaction where the homeowners have actually had an opportunity to live somewhere else, and they left the home 72 hours before it went live in order to ensure that both parties are kept in a higher level of safety to reduce the issues surrounding COVID-19. But at the same point, we've also had transactions that the homeowners, the purchasers, haven't even gone into the house at all. And that's to the benefit of some of the technology that we're able to leverage in real estate, which include, there's something we use called a Matterport kind of 3D rendering of the entire interior of the house. So you can click, virtually walk through the house and look 365 degrees around you and see everything as it is. That will give a fantastic layout, square footage, and then all of the interior shots of the property, so that you can avoid having people who would be like, oh, well, this is a make or break for me. I'm not even going to go and see the property because I'm not allowed unless I have a sincere interest in submitting an offer.
Brad, we're just about out of time, but I just wanted to say thank you very much for taking a few moments and speaking to us today and getting us up to speed on the real estate market during the pandemic. And hopefully we can chat again real soon about it. And hopefully it's for better days.
You have a great day. Thanks for having me.